Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. That's right. One of the two, you heard me talk about the original founding members of the Brain Trust folks. Karen's one of the two original members of the show. Well, one of three, if I can't include myself. I guess I could. I'm probably the original, right? So then Karen, then we got Wally Bach. He was on last week. But Karen, we're going to have her 18th anniversary this year as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small businesses than Karen. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, always great to be here. It's such an honor to be a founding member of your Brain Trust. And the brain's still working, I think.
I know, it's amazing.
So
after all these years, I haven't sucked your brains out of your ears. We're so glad you're here. We haven't turned your brain to mush. Hey, Karen, let's report on one current event here coming up. The Pope, the Holy See, is in our hemisphere, currently in Cuba, meeting with Fidel Castro in his Adidas jumpsuit or tracksuit, I guess it is, and so he's meeting with him, and on his way to the United States, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is. He will. I mean, Washington definitely is getting prepared. We've gotten a traffic alert to stay home, telecommute. You know, do not go near these areas. It's going to be a pretty big event for D.C. from a security perspective and just from a mass, I guess, of humanity perspective coming in. But he is coming into D.C. There's a lot going to be happening up on Capitol Hill. Obviously, there's a lot of politics involved in terms of who's going to dinners at the White House, who's not going to show up, you know, when he addresses Congress. And, you know, I thought it would be really great if, you know, if he's coming to the U.S., you know, that the Pope meet with entrepreneurs and small business owners, because, you know, he talks a lot, obviously a real lot, about the market, and about, you know, the ills of free market capitalism, but also he talks a lot about poverty, and I think he's sincere in wanting to lift people out of poverty. And it would just be great for him to meet with entrepreneurs to talk about how there's nothing other ever in the history of the world than the free market system to lift people out of poverty.
And nobody's closer to that than a small business.
Well, exactly. And all the small business owners and entrepreneurs who could talk about how they once were in poverty.
And many small business owners can say, you know what, I feel like I'm in poverty right now.
Right. Oh, yes, exactly. And, gee, I wish we wouldn't have too much government. You know, it's making my life very difficult.
If I had less of your Marxist regime ideology, your Holy Father, I'd have a better small business.
Exactly. I mean, look, it's all about wealth creation, and it's all about the means to wealth creation, and it's all about freeing the individual to innovate.
Have we ever had a pope that was more of that seemed to be more of a Marxist than this one? I mean, a lot of people are saying that. This guy is not like any other pope I remember, and I've kind of paid attention a long time.
You know, I don't think so. I mean, certainly there have been popes who have been political, right?
But that was more
about freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of breaking the chains of the oppression of communism and dictatorships. But I would have to say no, because, I mean, he does talk quite a bit, again, about the market, the ills of free market capitalism, you know, from getting involved in the whole climate change debate. I mean, certainly we all need to be stewards of our environment and protect, you know, what God has given us.
Doesn't the Catholic Church, Karen, have enough of its own problems, and I'm wink wink nudging here a little bit. Doesn't have enough problems of its own problems to clean up and to clear out rather than taking on other things. Is this are these straw men for getting the subject off of the problems the administration of the Catholic Church has?
Well, I would say as a Catholic, it's very divisive, and I mean certainly, you know, within Rome itself, yeah. You know, there's divisions and a lot of hand wringing in terms of where the Pope is going on these things. And so, yeah, I think it's a problem. It's a challenge, and I think it's something that the Church certainly didn't need right now.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of people picking sides.
And you're a lifelong Catholic, aren't you?
I am, and a good Catholic schoolgirl, or bad Catholic schoolgirl, based on the nuns and how many demerits I got. But they're part of my life.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting. I really am hopeful, though, that as he travels and maybe meets with legislators, they can sue him on, you know, how many economy works, and it's important.
Right.
In terms of generating wealth and doing the types of things that he wants to
do in
terms of from the poverty perspective.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Karen Kerrigan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.